It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number two, still talking Penn State recruiting here. We left off just looking at Penn State's 2021 board in the previous segment. We're going to talk more Penn State offensive line recruiting in this segment. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're back at you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Penn State offensive line recruiting has been a big subject. We were just discussing this. I think the offensive line development has been a nonstop. Keep an eye on it. Focus heavily on it. Yep. from the Penn State fan base. Since James Franklin arrived, and just trying to figure out how good they should be expecting this group to be, right? Yep. Hasn't that been that's the general question, is people conflicted on how much they should be expecting from this Penn State offensive line. And it's come to be over the last year or two where people do have expectations now. And it's one of the toughest groups to judge and grade as an average person, because just looking from the stands or watching it on TV, you don't know whose responsibility is whose. And but I think by and large, it's a group that Penn State fans have wanted to see more out of.
Yeah, right.
And I think the time is starting to come now where expectations might be as fair as they've ever been to expect a lot from this group.
Correct. I mean, I think that obviously, you look at everything that, you look at everything that they've been able to do over the last couple of years, and you've seen slow incremental improvements, but maybe not as much as you would hope. And so this feels like it should be the year where they finally get over the top.
And I think, so the purpose of this is to look at how they've recruited the position going back really to 2014, but more specifically just looking at how the guys have come to be on the current roster and, how they've managed to develop players. And I think one of the consistent trends is that Penn State has not landed anywhere close to, I think, its share of can't miss guys. Now, offensive linemen can always miss, so can't miss is not. But I think, like Rasheed Walker, for example, was about as close to a can't miss tackle prospect as they've gotten. And you look back to that 2018 class too, and it was Walker and it was Nana Asidu, and you could see these guys being bookends together for a long time. And then Asidu ends up having to step away from football because of a heart condition, and that just throws a wrench into things. But otherwise, Penn State has not really. How many times can you say that Penn State has been in play for a five-star offensive lineman? Michael Mennett and Rasheed Walker are the two highest profile guys. And it's not to say that you can't build a line that way, but I think it's over the years it's been safe to ask the question, are they recruiting at a high enough level at this position as well?
Yeah, I mean, they've been so close so many times to landing impact players, and this goes to the defensive line as well, which I believe we'll probably get into next week. But, they've been so close to landing so many big-name impact players, and then they've just missed really toward the end. So it's been a bit of a development challenge, I think, for Penn State, in the sense that they've brought in some guys who are not ready to play from day one and who are not in position to be, power five starters as freshmen or maybe even true freshmen. But then you have a guy like Rasheed Walker who comes in and does a really nice job in just his second year in the program as a full-time starter at that position. So, to me, I think, I think that they are, have a nice mix of talent on the roster of guys who are ready to step in and compete right away, and also obviously some veterans returning who have really grown through the process at this point in time. So it's been good. It's been a good mix of those two things, and Phil Troutwine has a lot to work with.
He does. I think it's the most that that whoever the position coach would have been this year, it's the most that Penn State has had to work with since James Franklin has gotten here.
Yep.
Right? And it's always interesting to see, it's one thing to have, X amount of talent. It's another thing to have the right amount of talent staggered out well, to have experience back. Experience and continuity are such a big deal at this group. It's fair to expect that, you having Rasheed Walker on the left side, having Michael Mennett back as a fifth fifth year center. I thought that was a big, big deal for him to return to play one more season. Will Fries, presumably at right tackle. You've got CJ Thorpe, and you've also got Mike Miranda. You've got, you know, really to me, five starters back if you count both Miranda and Thorpe. And that's exciting. But at the same time, you know, there's still some hope that Anthony Wiggin, for example, can be a nice at least reserve tackle. Maybe he gets a chance at some point this year or next year. Juice Scruggs will be interesting to see this spring, you know, after he had the car accident last year, to see if he can kind of get his development on the right track. You look at Dez Holmes, they really like as a good, solid swing tackle type player, that sixth or seventh lineman. And Caden Wallace is a guy that there can be a lot of expectations for
guard
him.
Guard or tackle for him? That's the question I can't seem to put my finger on. It feels like tackle at this point, right?
I think that will be the place you would get maximum impact for him. Now, there could be shades of gray this year because he could be the swing guy.
Right.
To me, he jumps off the page as being the swing guy, as being the guy who can be a backup at guard and tackle.
Right.
And maybe be asked to play both positions at once. His frame, you know, and at 6'5", 333 pounds, his frame, he's stout enough and strong enough to play inside, but he's also, I think, long enough to get the job done on the outside. And I don't think Penn State has really prioritized prototypical NFL length when it comes to putting guys on the field at offensive tackle. Brendan Mann and Ryan Bates are both, you know, I think they're guards by nature, but they're also, you know, you're not talking about massive wingspans on those guys. I think they're right. Okay. They're okay playing tackles who can get the job done, who might not be tackles at the next level. But
right.
All of which is to say, all the pieces seem to be here. They've got a veteran key reserve in Dez Holmes. They've got at least one really good offensive lineman in Caden Wallace that they love for the future. You've got Sal Wormley working behind the scenes here. You've got Bryce Efner, who's a solid, you know, if he's your number seven, number eight offensive lineman.
You're thrilled. Right.
So you look at all the different elements, and then you throw in the fact that I do think Phil Troutwine, haven't seen evidence in State College yet, but I do think Phil Troutwine will do the best job at getting the most out of these guys. And then you look at 2021 recruiting, and the situation is as ripe as it's ever been to land multiple elite offensive linemen in the same class. You look at all the stuff going on, and I think there's plenty of reason to feel really good about this situation, both now and in the future.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, again, all the young talent they have in there, and you just wonder, too, if Juice Scruggs is going to come back and be a part of that equation. We did see him at the weightlifting thing last week, but I don't know where he is on his recovery timeline. So, you know, I think that, obviously, Penn State has plenty of young talent in the program, but then the thing that just jumps out to me, Dustin, is how good the recruiting setup looks like, because, I mean, it's obvious that they, you know, are in position to land three top 50 offensive linemen and maybe four top 150 offensive linemen. So if they're able to close the deal there, they'll be in very, very good shape.
When has Penn State been in this position before from a recruiting standpoint?
Not that I can really recall where it felt reasonable and realistic for them to get that many top 50 guys.
How many bona fide stars have they recruited and landed successfully? I can think of two, and maybe I'm just there are always going to be some shades of gray. Like Will Fries, for example, was not viewed as a can't miss guy. CJ Thorpe was close. He was on the periphery, but he was not his recruitment didn't go truly like national. It didn't explode nationally. I can think of Michael Mennett and Rasheed Walker.
Yeah.
As being the two prime examples. And, you know, Penn State, to be in the mix for multiples in the same class, especially in your own backyard,
yep,
2021 could be a really big deal.
It could. It absolutely could. I mean, I think looking at 2021, you know, the 2020 class, you have three guys who could maybe be, or the 2021 class, rather. Sorry, I got that confused. But looking at that group, you could see a handful of guys who are ready to come in and play right away as soon as the 2021 season, which is good because Penn State obviously is going to lose quite a bit in the next cycle. So they're going to need, or, you know, after this season. So they're going to need guys who are instant impact and can come in and play pretty much right from the jump. And, you know, I think that'll be something worth keeping a close eye on here as we move through this cycle and get into the visit process and all that.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State recruiting over the years at the offensive line spot, how Penn State got to be in this spot where they've got really an optimistic outlook for 2020 and beyond, as optimistic as ever. Blue-white games coming soon as well, and you, our friends at GoPSURV.com, they've got you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend. They start at just $500. All kinds of family and friends. There's plenty of room. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. So you think about how cool that is. You spend the weekend in a luxury RV. You enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com for details, or you can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467. Once again, GoPSURV.com. Awesome spring deals for the blue-white game. Go check them out. Talking Penn State recruiting at the offensive line position. And I think, you know, a couple other little themes. I think development is something, is an interesting thing to watch. I think they've not had an ironclad record of developing the talent they do get. They haven't had an ironclad record of bringing in top shelf, you know, five-star type offensive lineman. And that's, I think, how you get to this position where, you know, the offensive line has been good, but it's never gotten to a point where it's been a standout group. It's as close as ever now. And then the other thing is that I think there are some names of, you know, fringy guys that kind of make you scratch your head a bit. And for the most part, a lot of those fringy names didn't really pan out. So, but I think, what would you say about just in terms of development and what has happened to this point? Maybe you can throw it out the window because you got a different guy in there, but has Penn State developed with the talent that they did get? I think it's safe to say that they haven't gotten an optimal amount of talent at the offensive line spot. Right. Have they developed what they did get well enough?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. I think that, you know, clearly Penn State's been able to take a step forward in the development regard, and I think they haven't maybe taken enough steps forward, if that makes sense, which is one of the reasons why there was a change at that position coach with Matt Limegrover's contract not being renewed. He's now, of course, an offensive analyst at Michigan while Phil Troutwine was hired. I think James Franklin just wants to see a little bit more out of that group, both recruiting and development wise, and he thinks Troutwine's a man to do just that. So, you know, if he's right, Penn State's obviously going to see a big jump very quickly.
So it's a time of change, but it's also an exciting time with a lot of experience. At the same time, good young talent for Phil Troutwine to develop, and he's got a very good track record of developing guys in a really strong way, kind of in his image as a successful offensive lineman. So it'll be fun to watch this unfold. We'll keep an eye out. We're going to keep doing this segment. We're going to look at defensive line next week. For now, we're going to move on. We're going to do Ask Greg. That's coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Ross Tucker from the Keystone Sports Network reminding you that the blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, and a free bus ride to the stadium. I had the chance to enjoy the ultimate tailgating experience, and now you can too. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for all the details.